Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Take 10. We come to you every week with a look at a mental health issue related to caregiving and caregivers. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host. Delighted to have Carol Zernial with us. She has a master's degree in gerontology. She's a nationally recognized gerontologist, named one of the nation's top 50 influencers in aging by Next Avenue, also executive director of the WellMed Charitable Foundation. Our other co-host, and we're always delighted to have him with us, Dr. Jamie Heisman. Dr. Heisman serves as the Chief Compassion Officer for WellMed Medical Management. Dr. Heisman is also an expert on caregiving as well as addictions. And I tickled both of your funny bones. What did I misstate?
No, we just love the glowing introduction.
Oh, well, I could go on, but we only have 10 minutes.
But who introduces him? Because honestly, Carol, he is so good. I've worked with Ron for what, you too, for at least 10 years. And this man can get on a surfboard of a topic better than anybody. So who introduces you?
That's right. And
an unnamed announcer.
The voice. He's the voice in the background. That Ron Aaron in the background.
So let's move into a topic before we lose our 10 minutes. We're down to 9 minutes. Carol, you threw out a really interesting topic, which is there a path from negative to positive, from carrying the burdens of caregiving to turning it into the blessings of caregiving?
Exactly. I mean, we've interviewed so many people on Caregiver SOS on air, and we often talk about don't stay in the negative, stay in the positive. But that's easy to say. There's work to be done to get from negative to positive. There's steps to take. So, Jamie, if I'm in a negative space, if everything about caregiving is a burden, it's disruptive to my life, what's the first thing I do to turn the corner and start thinking more positively?
Well, I love this topic. I truly do, because it's just another way of saying, first, how do I put myself first? Because my outlook on life may be negative. This may feel like a burden. And all those things could be actually true if you're not practicing what I call self-awareness. So the number one thing, again, going back to the book in 2006, is take your oxygen first, meaning I have to understand that if I'm seeing the world negative, it's not about the negative world. It's more about my self-awareness. Why is that? And I'll give you some real cool ways to do that in your toolbox to the caregiver who's listening. But why is that? Is because self-awareness creates social awareness. Without self-awareness, we can't get to social awareness. So what you're describing is, how do we become socially aware and see things in a more positive way?
How do we?
Well, if I was writing a treatment plan for somebody, and I think anybody on our listening sort of a program here, anybody, any caregiver here can be their own therapist. We talk a lot about the trauma-informed program, meaning that you become your own. And so I'd like to say that, first of all, it'd be great to get somebody to help you. Go call a therapist, if you will, that's mindful about geriatric care and about caregiving, because they're going to keep you on the natural track. But if you're setting up your own treatment plan as a caregiver to see things in a different way, number one, I'd like you to notice positive events. What does that mean? It means be aware of the good things in your life, not so much the negative things, okay? Be aware that good things in your life can be an antidote to narrowly, I think, focusing on the negative. That's the first thing I would suggest.
So, and Carol, I know you talk a lot about keeping a gratitude list.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to say the same thing, because for me, the gratitude list and writing down 3 to 5 things for which I'm grateful that are going well in my life, maybe they're related to my caregiving situation, maybe they're not, but just acknowledging that not everything in my life is bad starts my day out better.
So what Carol's saying, though, is exactly what I would suggest for you, Ron. I mean, you couldn't have done it better and pulled it out, because if you actually are noticing positive events, then you're capitalizing as a caregiver on those positive events. And what does that mean as a therapist? That means you're then extending, let's say, savoring those good sort of feelings and writing them down or remembering the event later. And how do you do that best? Well, you do that through a gratitude journal. So taking it back to on the personal side, my beautiful wife that went through treatment and has 15 years of recovery, when I asked her why, because a lot of people relapse, she says, Jamie, I've done a gratitude list ever since the first day I went into treatment. And it was even things that didn't happen. I was just grateful that you didn't get into a car accident or my counselor got here So you can find that. So capitalize, the second thing I'd say, on those positive events.
Let me take a moment and welcome folks who may have just joined us. You're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-hosts, Carol Zernial and Dr. Jamie Heisman. We come to you every week with a look at a variety of mental health-related topics for caregivers and care recipients as well. Carol, it's easy to say, you know, let's go from burden to blessing, but the reality is so many caregivers feel overwhelmed and buried by the burden.
Well, you know, what's helpful for me, and Jamie, maybe you can explain the why of that, is stepping back and looking at my why. And that is, you want your person you're caring for to feel the respect. In my case, it's my father. So I respect him. I, you know, feel like I owe him so much for everything he did for me. And so how is it that sometimes what feels like a difficult situation, when I stand back and I see him and I acknowledge who he is in my life, my attitude changes.
So Ron, that's what I basically, if I think of five different things, Carol's just feeding me these softballs. She's 100% right. I actually know her father. And if you're able to actually concentrate, let's say, on the power and energy in the present moment of what her father is, who he is, and that's the present moment. So is emotional regulation, by the way, like breath work, Pilates, yoga. You're saying, how do I get out of this? Well, you've got to take charge of your own neurological system. And that's called mindfulness. That means putting daily activities in, like what Carol said, think about your father. He brings me into the moment. Do the breath work. He thinks brings me into the moment. You know, do a little meditation or a little Pilates or yoga, brings me into the moment. So mindfulness is the third thing I would suggest if you want to shift that negative perception into a positive one.
Well, and the other thing that you just said, Jamie, is repeating. It's almost like becomes like a mantra, right? And so sometimes you can think of words, positive words, and repeat those to yourself. When my sister was very ill, I had a list of positive words when she had cancer that every day or multiple times a day, I would go through that list and say them.
So, you know, when I send you and Ron out those affirmations or those kind of, I call them complex trauma sort of notices every day, it's exactly what you're saying. It's a mantra. If you start doing that daily and note your personal strengths, and when I say to a trauma patient, I'll say to the caregivers who are listening, it's amazing how you got to this moment. Just think of how you did. Recognize your personal strengths, your personal resources. They're at your disposal. How you got here, develop resilience. And to me, that's an antidote to feeling helpless.
And for those who don't see an end to the burden, who don't really see the upside, how do you grab that?
Well, I would say this. Set a very attainable goal. If your goal is to say and do what Carol has thrown out here, which is how do you take a negative into a positive, set the attainable goal. And what is that? The goal is emotional regulation. Take care of yourself. Find those things. Three steps forward, two backwards. Start today. Lean into them. Choose a goal, okay, not too challenging, which is I'm going to emotionally regulate every time I feel stressed. I'm not going to jump into my family stuff. I'm not going to just run around, be a hero. I'm going to go into myself. And then I want you then to kind of feel that the second part of that is, let me hang around healthy people. So set those two attainable goals. Start slowly, little baby steps, three forward, two backwards, doing what Carol said, figure out the emotional regulation thing, things that blow back your hair, that calm your system, and make sure as a caregiver, you're always around healthy people. Because if you're around people, they're just going to feed you in a negative world and let you go down that shame spiral and are somewhat toxic and bullying. You're never really going to be able to shift from that negative perspective to a positive one.
You get the last word. I really appreciate it. And part of what I'm hearing is maybe the family of choice for you is better than the ones who are closest to you, who may be the negative Nellies. That's it for Take 10. Thank you to Carol Zernial and Dr. Jamie Heisman. I'm Ron Aaron. We'll talk with you again soon, right here on Take 10.